All right, okay, we're ready with that update now. Let's go to the National Weather Service, and meteorologist Hannah Lisney joins us on WWL. Hannah, welcome to our show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, tell us about these storms. It looks like they're just developing almost out of nowhere.
Yeah. So we've got a little boundary over the area, and it is unfortunately just causing scattered thunderstorms pretty much over our whole area. And one of those popped up right over the city. So,
all right, what is going on with the weather that for the next couple of days it's going to be different from a typical southern pattern, summertime pattern, and these storms could be violent. Looks like a very good chance of rain today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. What is it about the atmosphere that's causing this to happen?
Yeah, so like you said, you know, it's not unusual for us to get thunderstorms in the summertime, but we've just got a frontal boundary that's peeking down into our area, and it's going to kind of just sit there the next couple days, which is really increasing the rain chances and, you know, making them more efficient with rainfall. And we actually do even have a couple severe thunderstorm warnings on the North Shore as well. So
okay, I wasn't sure that this was associated with a front. So there's a frontal boundary that has stalled over
yeah.
us?
Yep, it's just kind of sitting there, and it's gone up for a couple days here.
And so this could happen into the weekend, obviously.
Yep, absolutely. We've got very high rain chances through the weekend.
So what will cause it to come to an end?
Well, eventually it's just going to kind of back up out of here. So heading into early next week, hopefully it'll kind of back up out of our area to the north, and we'll see a downtick.
So for the next couple of days and maybe through the weekend, we have a greater chance of rain than the typical afternoon thunderstorms because of this frontal boundary.
Absolutely. We're showing about 90% chance through the weekend.
All right. As a meteorologist, I'm sure different weather systems fascinate you. What's interesting about this weather system for you as a meteorologist?
I don't think there's anything that's out of the ordinary about it. Just, you know, very, very efficient rainfall as we've seen here, especially in the New Orleans area and even across the North Shore. So just very, very heavy rainfall that's causing some low-lying and urban areas to flood. So definitely want to avoid those areas.
And then if we have concentration of rain today and tomorrow, then the ground is soaked. And that if we get rain beyond that point, then that is what can cause some flooding.
Yep, absolutely. We're gonna after today, be very, very saturated across pretty much the entire area. So then when it rains tomorrow and the next day, it's really just going to add on to the problem.
All right, Hannah Lisney, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.